God bless you. God bless you. God bless even you. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change. If you absolutely allow it, it will blow your mind and change, transform your entire life. So grateful to God that He has given us yet another opportunity to come together to study the Word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious God and our Savior God, we glorify you, we magnify you, we lift you high, we extol you. There is none like you in all of the earth. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you for keeping us last night. We thank you, God, that none of us received a phone call about a senseless tragedy. None of us got news of anything that was adverse within our personal lives. Certainly, we have heard some very horrific things that have happened around us in our nation, in our world. But God, you've allowed your wings of protection to once again cover and shield us. You've allowed us once again to be protected by your fingertip of love. You've allowed us once again to be able to say, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised." You've given us another opportunity to testify of your protection and your provision. You've given us yet another opportunity to tell a dying world about a living Savior, because we have been partakers. We are witnesses. We are direct eyewitnesses to your grace, your goodness, and your mercy. Now, God, as we go into your word on today, as we journey and travel into what it is that you have to say to us, God, even though it may be early, open up our ears and open up our hearts to hear what it is that you would have to say, to absorb what it is that you have to say, to allow this word to permeate our very being. God, we thank you for those that have assembled at this time, oh God, taking up their personal time that they realize was always your time to hear what you have to say, God. Bless them for making the choice, making the decision to come on this Power Nugget today. God, I pray that this word will do exactly what it is that you intended for it to do. God, not that we have to ask for your word to perform, but God, that we will be ready to receive what it is that you've prepared for us on today. God, we glorify you. We bless your name. We lift you high. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, I thank God for you choosing to dial in today to hear the word of the Lord. On this morning, our travels take us to Matthew, the 5th chapter. We're going to start at the 38th verse. Matthew 5, starting at verse 38. And we're going to read through to the end of the chapter. Matthew 5, starting at verse 38. Reading from the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows: "For you have heard it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Let me read that one more time, and I'm going to read it from the Passion Translation, and then we'll hear what God has to say to us. Again, we're reading from Matthew, the 5th chapter. We're starting at the 38th verse. From the Passion Translation, it reads as follows. Your ancestors have also been taught, take an eye in exchange for an eye and a tooth in exchange for a tooth. However, I say to you, don't repay an evil act with another evil act. But whoever insults you by slapping you on the right cheek, turn the other to him as well. If someone is determined to sue you for your coat, give him the shirt off your back as a gift in return. And should people in authority take advantage of you, do more than what they demand. Learn to generously share what you have with those who ask for help, and don't close your heart to the one who comes to borrow from you. Your ancestors have also been taught, love your enemies and hate the one who hates you. However, I say to you, love your enemy. Bless the one who curses you. Do something wonderful for the one who hates you. And respond to the very ones who persecute you by praying for them. For that will reveal your identity as children of your Heavenly Father. He is kind to all by bringing the sunrise to warm and rainfall to refresh whatever a person does that is good or evil. What reward do you receive if you only love the lovable? Don't even the tax collectors do that? How are you any different from others if you limit your kindness only to your friends? Don't even the ungodly do that? Since you are children of a perfect Father in heaven, become perfect like him. And the word of the Lord is blessed on this morning. With the few moments that I have left, I want to talk to you about letting God take you beyond yourself. Letting God take you beyond yourself. Now, I know in reading this passage of scripture, many of us didn't get past verse 39. You know, that's the one that says, if somebody slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him as well. Some of you all felt like you didn't have to read any further because you were stuck right there. But you have to understand what the Roman law at that time was. Usually, a Jewish person, a Jewish citizen, was required by law to carry a soldier's pack for 1 mile. And so as soldiers traveled through the land, they carried all their belongings with them. And so to relieve the load from them, they will require someone to carry their pack for 1 mile, which is about 1,000 paces. But at the end of 1 mile, that person, by law, could drop that pack and walk away and not do anything else, not to take it any farther. And at that point, the soldier would either have to carry it themselves or recruit another person to take it the next mile. Carrying it wasn't the problem. You know, the problem was that the Jews were a proud people. Remember, they were God's chosen people. And the Romans were foreigners that forcefully occupied the Jews' land, which meant that the Jews were required to aid the enemy. Did y'all catch that? In biblical times, the Jews were required to aid the enemy. You all think about that. For many of us, that would be humiliating. For many of us, that would be degrading. For many of us, that would be infuriating. But Jesus said, whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him two. But they're the enemy. How is it that Jesus will require us to go not just the required mile, but just saying to volunteer for another mile with the enemy? You all but understand this, that a Christian's duty, a believer's duty, is to go beyond what others have a right to expect from us. Y'all probably trying to figure out why I dial in for this one. But that is the believer's duty. Our job, our role is in our job description as believers to go beyond what others expect from us. It doesn't matter whether there's somebody that you love to the nth and would bend over backwards for. Others have a right to expect something. We are to go beyond that, even for our enemy. It's not do your duty. It's do what is not your duty. Yeah, it is. But see, believers, we tend to act in reverse. We don't want to go the second mile or the extra mile. We actually want an extra helping. What am I saying? We don't want to serve. We want to be served. We do the minimum service to others required by duty, and we're not trying to do anything more. But the Bible speaks more about the attitudes of your heart than the activity of your hands. We talked about this, Lord Jesus. This is what God has been dealing with us on. He's talking about the attitude of your heart. You all see, hard work doesn't mean that we get compensated all the time. See, we do the right thing, but we do it for the wrong reason. We'll do the I'll do it, but I won't like it. But you all, you have to understand that going that extra mile, going beyond what it is that we want to do and letting God do that in us, there's three reasons for that. It helps us in our character, what Jesus has seen in us, and it's that commitment. That's that first mile. Remember, we talked about the 2 miles. The first mile you do because we're required to. It's the law. But that second mile we do out of our love for Christ. And then you got that commission, y'all. That commission. You all, we go beyond because we've been called to go ye therefore. Y'all, going beyond is that go in the go ye. So you got to understand that first mile, when we're going extra, when we let people do that one, you know, we do that one thing and we let people do that extra, or we go beyond that extra, we do that, you all, because it builds in us outwardly what God has already put in us inwardly. So quit fighting. Quit fighting doing extra. Well, I did this. They ought to be glad I did. Stop it. Because you could have kept that then. If you're going to sit and say, you know, I didn't have to do this. You're right. You didn't have to, and you should keep it. Because there's no return on the investment of you just doing what you do with your hands if your heart is not vested. You all pray that your heart becomes invested in what God wants to build in you, what God wants to develop in you, what God wants to create in you. It's already there. Remember, we keep trying to be what God has already called us to be. If any man be in Christ, he is not becoming. He is a new creature. That old creature is the one that only does just enough and no more. That new creature is the one that allows God to take you beyond what you ever thought that you wanted to do. Let God take you that extra mile. Don't just walk one, walk two. Don't let him slap one cheek, but let him slap the other. Don't just, you know, repay an evil act for an evil act. If somebody's going to sue you for your shirt or your coat, yeah, go ahead, give them your coat, your shirt to accompany it. somebody takes advantage of you, do you have to like it? No, you don't have to like it. But the premise is this. You love your enemy. You pray for those who persecute you. Not to let them feel like they're getting the upper hand, but so that God can get glory out of your life. Let God show you how to go that extra mile and give glory to the name of the Lord. Let's pray. Our gracious God and our Lord God, we thank you on today. God, so many of us struggle. We're going that extra mile. We're going above and beyond of what we're required to do. God, wake that up in us. God, wake up the servant in us. And God, let us bring you glory with our lives, not with what we do with our hands, but how we live and how we love with our hearts. God, help us today to reflect you in everything we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. You go out and have an amazingly God-blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.